What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're going to start off with a write-in question. Julia from Oakland, California, wrote her question as a review, a very nice one. I won't read the whole thing, but Julia likes books, dogs, and all things fluffy, and her question is, what if phones came alive and tried to teleport all other technology to what is world, and it ripped a hole in the space-time continuum, plus a talking book named Paige? She also says, thank you, Mr. Eric, your podcast rocks, with 10 exclamation points. Thank you very much, Julia. And I like how you gave me a little creative license with the word tried. So just because these phones try their scheme, it doesn't mean it'll work. Well, we have a second question from a boy named Luke. He's a patron who has written me a nice note just about every week, in addition to maybe six or so questions. But this one ties in with Julia's really well. Luke is 8 years old, and his question is, what if the Fur Force got a plane and started having fun and crash-landed in a wormhole and went to the future? Okay, so I'm not sure how they tie in yet, but I feel like they're gonna.
I can always tie them in with a song.
Hi, Robot Llama.
Hello, Eric.
Most folks call me Mr. Eric.
Robot Llama is giving a shout out to Megan.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Robot Llama. And thank you, Megan, very much. We also have a shout out to Blythe. She's 8 years old and she likes unicorns and her stuffy named Lola. Thank you, Blythe.
Blythe and Megan, saxophone solo.
Thank you, Robot Llama. And finally, we have a shout out for Alec. He's 5 years old and already a big fan of the show. Thank you, Alec, Blythe, and Megan. Well, let's find out what if phones came alive and tried to teleport all other technology to what is world and it ripped a hole in the space-time continuum plus a talking book named Paige? And what if the Fur Force got a plane and started having fun and crash-landed in a wormhole and went to the future?
Just let me know if you need some help telling this story today.
I definitely don't need help, thank you, but no, I'm gonna be just fine.
I'll stick around just in case you need some
Okay, I'm gonna work on finding Robot Llama's off switch, so you just go and enjoy the story. Jojo Fluffy Cat and the rest of the Fur Force were bored. There's seriously no emergencies this week?
Nope, nothing on the emergometer,
said Howdy Pooch, a fluffy golden retriever dressed as a cowboy.
We could send the Incredible Hulk out. He always causes some kind of disaster,
suggested Patty Pan, unhelpfully. She was a flying green schnauzer, and she didn't like having another green member of the Fur Force, even if the Incredible Hulk was a different shade of green.
Catnap,
said the massive cat, dozing off again on this lazy day.
Yep, our extended cat and dog fur forces working together are fixing so many problems, but there's not one for us to fix today.
All very well, Patty Pan. You are a master of distraction. Can you find something fun for us to do?
I'm on it. Zip.
You don't have to make a zipping sound. We can see you fly out.
Sometimes it's fun to soundtrack myself. Zip.
Let me try. Stretch. You're right. That's a lot of fun.
Zip back.
Wow, that was quick. What do you got for us to play with?
It's a special device from What Is World.
What is it?
They call it a smartphone.
What's it do?
Oh, it's magical, I think. When you touch it, it casts a sort of spell and gives you a zombie look in your face.
So far, I'm not sold.
Well, let me see. Oh, it lit up when my nose touched it. I'm bored of this thing.
Huh? No, everyone loves them.
It's okay, Patty Pan. I appreciate the effort.
How did Cat get phone from What Is World? That interdimensional paradox.
You raise a surprisingly valid point.
Cat is astro-quantum physicist. I also rocket ship.
Oh, wow, you're a rocket ship? That's amazing.
Oh, why, you forgot. We invented the technology to turn cats into rocket ships.
That was back in episode 37.
How dare you try to neatly organize my life into episodes.
But you are just part of the story. We all are.
What was that?
Must have been this there smartphone.
Cat scratch.
You don't need to scratch me. I'm just a book named Paige.
The Fur Force had been lying around the rec room of their headquarters and hadn't noticed the unopened book on the coffee table.
Oh, how rude of me. Oh, I forgot to knock you off of the table.
Oh, that's okay. You really don't need to.
Thwap.
Oh, I'm open now. You can read. Reading is always something fun to do.
So we can either play with a smartphone, read a book, or fly around inside an Incredible Hulk rocket ship.
Oh, that all sounds fun to me.
But Patty Pan had already closed the book and picked up the smartphone to toss it out the window.
Ow! Oh, sorry, Stephanie Jobs.
That's okay. I'm just wandering around looking for an inspirational idea for my next job anyway.
I can't help you there, Stephanie Jobs. Sorry for hitting you with that smartphone. Technology heretofore unknown to What If World.
Oh, it's okay. And Stephanie Jobs, rubbing at her head, bent over to pick up the smartphone.
Mr. Eric, why are you narrating about this random character? We want to fly around in a spaceship.
Cat rocket ship.
Could you transform already?
Would you mind bringing me along? I've never seen outer space.
All right, Patty Pan, grab the boring book.
My name is Paige.
We've got no time to remind people of names of new characters like Paige and Stephanie Jobs.
Cat ships.
Ooh, did you say cat chips? Wait, no, I'm not supposed to bite cats anymore. I'm a good dog.
And the Incredible Hulk turned into a giant green rocket ship.
Patty Pan, JF Cat, and Howdy Pooch climbed inside.
Mount down. Treat. Toucan. One. Durat reflection in mirror. Blast on.
Don't you mean blast off?
No. If I turn off, we no go to space.
The rocket ship Cat flew all around space, zipping past stars and around comets, passing over planets and surfing along solar waves.
Oh, I don't have a single hairball left in me.
I forgot you're not all used to flying.
If you read a book about flying, you can experience all the wonder without the air sickness.
Or space sickness.
At least you no have to endure cold vacuum of space.
Echoed the Incredible Hulk from all around them.
Oh, quit your belly aching. I already endured flying into a wormhole twice today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can fly wormhole too.
No, I'd like to see you try.
Oh, I'd just like to see us go home.
And meow.
Oh, but wormholes are so much fun. It's like being on a roller coaster moving in every direction at once faster than the speed of light.
Some meow, that doesn't sound very fun.
Sorry, Jojo. Can't let dog show me up.
And the Incredible Hulk veered toward a nearby wormhole.
Is that how you got to What Is World earlier?
Yeah, well, it wasn't the same wormhole.
This could send us to a different dimension, or the past, or the future, or smush us into a singularity.
Meow, shouldn't we talk about...
They pass through the wormhole, and in the blink of an eye, or maybe the span of an eternity, they were back hovering over What If World. Only now there were hundreds of satellites orbiting the planet too.
Catnap.
And the incatable Hulk, weary from traveling through this wormhole, started crashing toward the surface of the planet.
If you were just reading a book right now, you wouldn't be in mortal danger.
I will bookmark that advice for later.
Well, I can fly us all out, but the Incredible Hulk would still crash.
The engines had failed, and they were spinning out of control.
Books don't experience vertigo.
We've just got to wake them up somehow.
Oh, I know. Blast on!
Blast on?
The Cat Rocket Ship woke up with a start, its engine sputtering on, and it leveled them out just enough, so they only crashed a little.
He said just a little.
Okay, I think we're done crashing.
All good things, safety features, standard. Oh.
They were teetering on the edge of a cliff. Paige, the book, had slid off the coffee table and was resting in the corner of the ship.
I'm just going to open my cover in the other direction.
And as her cover cracked open, the ship started righting itself like a seesaw.
Whoever said books were useless?
Well, no one said it, but you have implied it.
Hey, look, there are people outside. Hey, people, come on, give us a hand.
But all these people were just standing around the crashed ship, holding up what appeared to be smartphones. And were they? Oh, no.
They take picture instead of help.
Oh, those ones who were turned around? They're taking selfies with our crashed ship in the background.
Is that what those smartphones are for?
JF Cat slowly crept to the other side of the ship to help keep it from teetering off the edge.
Why can't you just turn back into a normal cat?
If you all want get smushing me.
I don't want to get smushing him.
I'd just assume avoid it too if you don't mind.
And carefully they all crept out of the rocket ship cat. All the other humans had wandered back down the hill, but one man and one woman remained.
Okay, now at last of you jump out. I have to immediately change back to...
Yeah, what were you saying?
JF Cat asked, the last one of them to leap out of the rocket ship.
Uh-oh.
When the rocket ship cat teetered back off the cliff...
Aye, all right.
The man and the woman pulled out their phones again and followed.
Oh, hang on, you're about to walk off the cliff.
Huh? What?
What?
Howdy Pooch grabbed one of them, and JF Cat and Patty Pan teamed up to save the other.
What's going on here? First you don't help a person in need, then you nearly walk off a cliff.
I've been having a selfie, man.
Excuse me.
See, Smash, I'm gonna play.
And the two went right back to their phones.
What are they doing?
Well, she's playing a game called Sweet Smash. Oh, and he's looking up directions how to walk. Oh, gosh, they're telling him to go over the edge again.
They go right at the edge of the cliff, okay?
My goodness, these smartphones seem to have made everyone... I don't want to say it because it's rude.
About as smart as a sack of potatoes?
That reminds me, I gotta order a sack of potatoes.
The end? All right, Julia and Luke, I hope you enjoyed the first half of your story. Sounds like we'll find out a little more next week. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, the reason this show exists, Craig Martinson for our theme song, my nephew Teddy, and my cousin Adela for being What If World's two very first fans, and all you kids and grown-ups at home who put down your smartphones every now and then, and turn off your TVs, and enjoy the world around you. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.